Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson. I'm Jason Batman, might be a senior citizen Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are amazing patrons who amazingly donate to our amazing Patreon to hear this amazing extra episode each week.
That's so many amazings.
Well, you know.
All right, Ashley, let's talk about, we just did our Batman headcanon fictional timelines.
Yeah.
Are there any events that you think I didn't include or anything like that or anything that you thought of a surprise? Any final thoughts before we move into anything else?
I don't think I was wholly surprised by yours, if I'm going to be completely honest. I was surprised at how much Justice League you included.
Like, I only included like a couple things.
I know, but like I basically just included the genesis of it, and you had like, this is when JLA is, this is when this happens. Like, you included more crises than I did.
Oh, well, because Batman's involved in all
and
of
more
them.
Like big events.
I didn't put Crisis on Infinite Earths anywhere on here because I honestly
think you can't.
I don't know where to put it.
Yeah.
For me it would be somewhere between Batman Year 5 and Year 10. But I think it's so huge that you can't include it.
I would also note that neither of us included Flashpoint.
Yeah.
Which technically culminates, technically affects all of the characters.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I think it also shows what maybe we think of.
It's a blip because nobody remembers it except
exactly,
Barry Allen.
Yeah.
And even Barry Allen forgets it. So like that's why I'm like, nah.
Although like maybe Wonder Woman remembers it. I don't know. It's currently unclear.
I don't know. I think Flashpoint's a good one to ignore. Neither one of us included. We included Final Crisis because that's where Batman dies.
Yeah.
You didn't include Identity Crisis, I don't think.
I did include Identity Crisis.
Oh, no. Infinite Crisis.
No, I didn't. I was just like, I don't have time for this. No.
Yeah. It's interesting as well, like, because, like, it does become easy, like, when the Batman events become events, because you're like, oh, Contagion, Cataclysm, No Man's Land.
Yeah, easy peasy.
But then it's after that, because, like, I wrote down, like, you know, there's Officer Down, where Gordon, like, doesn't, there's Gotham Central.
Yeah.
There's also, like...
But Gotham Central is, like, hardly a Batman story.
It is, but, it's an interesting thing. There's also, like, Batman Legacy happens in there, like...
Yeah.
It's it goes event crazy all the way up to Hush.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just like, oh, man, but Hush is huge because of the Jason Todd
thing.
You have to include Hush. So you kind of have to... And Selena Kyle, so you kind of have to include Hush, but good Lord.
It's also, I looked at a lot of lists of, like, best Batman stories ever, and they're all, like, the same kind of 25 stories.
They are.
And a lot of them can't be included. Like, there's no room in here for The Dark Knight Returns.
No, well,
There's no room in here for Gotham by Gaslight. Like stuff
Gotham
like,
by Gaslight is an Elseworlds story.
That's what I mean. It is difficult to pull from a list like that and think about how you want to include it here.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, let's just like roughly bandy about here.
Yeah. Oh, like I didn't include Batman Inc. because I don't like Batman Inc.
Oh, I include Batman Inc.
I knew you would.
because I like Batman Inc., but also it involves Dick and Damian, and I think it's an important event. So I was like, okay, Batman Inc. was a thing that happened for 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, and then it goes away, which it should still be around. What do you think if Batman is 45? Let's just go off this.
Sure.
How old is Wonder Woman? Are we gonna
well,
like?
She's goddess. She's infinite.
Okay, but like she. Okay, she's got. Okay, how old is Superman? Is Superman as well 45?
Here's the thing I will say. I do think Wonder Woman was born like in ancient Greek times.
Yeah, and she was ageless.
Millennia old.
I agree with you.
How old is Superman? Like, how long has he been on Earth, I guess?
Well, here's the interesting thing, because I kind of like the idea that Superman's a little bit younger. But in the DC Comics universe, I do think they're pretty close to age. So to me...
I mean, he's got to be like 40, right?
Yeah, if Batman's 45, I was going to say, like, I could see Superman being like 43, 42?
Yeah.
Like, because I think they're pretty... Like, when they meet, when they both meet when Batman's 25, like... Batman's got to think that this guy isn't an idiot kid.
Yeah.
But I do think that Superman becomes Superman when he's a little bit younger. But also, Superman also goes through a little part of his journey where he does travel the world. That's why I mentioned, mm-hmm. like, they meet Bruce Wayne briefly, even though I don't like that they do that.
They also meet as children and play baseball.
I hate that. The odds that that's where their car would break down is ridiculous.
It's a cute story, though.
It's a cute story, but it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too convenient. I would buy, because there's a storyline that they meet when they're teenagers,
mm-hmm.
and it's because they meet at a temple somewhere somewhere in like Tibet or something like that. It's not Nanda Parbat, but it's something very similar to that. And they have like an adventure. I've read that tale. And I'll buy that because they're both out journeying the world during that time period in their life. Mm. So I would buy that there would be some mystical place that they both end up at while they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. But the children thing, like, I think it's a cute story, but it's a little, it's way too convenient.
It is very convenient for sure.
But I'll buy the idea that they meet when they're teenagers.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, how long do you think? So Superman does graduate high school.
Yeah. And he goes to college.
He goes to college online. They've stated that. Like, he does, like, courses. But he's out, like, traveling the world and doing stuff like that. So if he, let's say he graduates at 17. He's a little bit younger, which you can do. I graduated at 17.
His birthday's in June, yeah.
And his birthday is in June. Let's say that how long? So if he's a little bit younger.
If he's 18.
Oh, if he's 18, then that means that Batman is already 21.
Or if he's, yeah, but if, so he graduates when he's 17 and turns 18 that year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could still travel for like, look, a year is a long time to travel.
Yeah.
So is 2 years. So even if it's that, and he becomes Superman when he's 20, and then meets Bruce when he's 22, and Bruce is 25, or even 23, like, yeah, this, I could see it being like that.
Okay. Interesting.
Because there is a thing in the United States, where they are both from, where if you are under 21, people don't take you as seriously. So I think he has to be over 21 when they meet.
Interesting.
If you're going to make him younger.
You know, it's interesting as well because I also think that other characters in other comic book universes like the DC Universe and like Wonder Woman would be more difficult to make this timeline.
Yeah, because she's infinite.
Well, she's also infinite. So you're just like, okay. And then with Superman, Superman doesn't have the sidekick like Batman is. So you can't do like the Silver Age-y thing like
Superman
we just did.
Superman has like, well, I mean, there's Supergirl, I guess. He has less definition in that way, less like fixed points in time, to use the Doctor Who phrase.
Yeah, yeah. So it'd be harder to do it. Like Spider-Man is another one. Spider-Man's one that I think would be interesting because I think it'd be funny.
His high school career would be fucking jam-packed.
Yeah, his high school years would just be like every day.
Yeah.
Is like this event, this event, this event. And then it'd be interesting to see his college career. But it'd be interesting to see the Spider-Man one, I think, would be the most exciting one for us to do next because I would be curious how old you and I make Peter.
You know
at the
what
very
else would
end.
Be a good one, I think would be fun to do, would be like a Green Lantern's timeline.
Oh my God.
Like how old is Hal when Kyle shows up? How old is he when John shows up? When Guy shows up? When Jessica and Simon? And how old are they when they show
that
up?
That one, oh man, that one we would have to do a thing where we stop at Jeff John's run.
At Rebirth, yeah.
No.
At Green Lantern Rebirth, his story.
No, we would have to stop. We would have to stop at the end of Jeff Johns' run, which is the beginning of the New 52, where they do this storyline where they meet Volthoom and the Third Army.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, we'd have to stop there. Because I think if you go past that, like, especially once you get to once you get past New 52, where they start doing the thing where, like, oh, Parallax didn't happen and Hal never died. And you're just like, wait a minute, what? No. That one would be an interesting one because before Kyle, it would be kind of like clunky and kind of like, eh, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, this is when they meet Mogo. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It would be weird. I don't know. Green Lantern is not a bad choice. Oh, man. You know what one would be really interesting, actually, would be Wally West.
Which Wally West?
The white Wally West.
I know.
The
90s
I'm just
teasing.
One. Especially if you, like, okay, what age is he when Barry dies?
Yeah,
and
how
then,
long is he
And then
Flash?
How much do you age him up? Like, yeah, how long is he Flash? Because for me, I'm like, he's Flash for a decade.
At least.
Yeah, at least a decade. Because he gets old enough to, like, you know.
He joins the Justice League, and they draw him looking the same age as everyone else.
But here's an interesting fun fact. In my idea of researching the how old is Dick Grayson, Marv Wolfman states that all the original five Titans are the same age.
Mm-hmm.
So that when they make the Teen Titans, they're all the same age. So
even
like
Beast Boy?
Yes. Well, no. The other characters are different. In his theory, it's that it's Robin, Kid Flash, Speedy, Aqualad, the sidekicks are all the same age. So if you go
I could go for that.
And Marv Wolfman also operated off the Frank Miller theory that Dick was 12 and he becomes Robin. So If he joined the Teen Titans at 14,
yeah,
they're all 14.
Yeah.
And it's the other characters that are younger or older. Actually, I think he made Starfire a little bit older than Dick.
Starfire is the oldest member of the team.
But no, he made Beast Boy a little bit younger. He made Raven younger.
Raven's younger. Cyborg is maybe like a year or two younger.
No, I found there's actually, you can go Google it. There's a blog post that Marv Wolfman, and he writes down the ages that he had.
Oh, that's cool.
When he was writing the
Tara's
book.
Tara's younger.
Mm-hmm, Tara's younger and stuff like that. But yeah, he made the five sidekicks all the same age. So Wally and Dick are the exact same age.
Oh, interesting.
So... interesting. And if you go off both of our timelines, Wally would have 10 years.
Yes, he would.
He would have an easy 10 years. Because, I wouldn't bring Barry back until, the last two years.
I wouldn't bring him back ever if it was
You would do the ultimate after version. Barry Allen never comes back.
I mean, if you'll notice,
Wally West never has kids.
For my Batman timeline, there's no Huntress and there's no Stephanie Brown.
I mean, who cares about Huntress? And I mean, all, overall...
People do.
I mean, to overall, the Batman... fake headcanon timeline, they're blips.
Yeah.
They're like,
bleep, bleep. I actually tried to include Batwoman, but then I was like, I don't like Batwoman being included in the Bat family, so then I didn't.
Yeah. I don't know.
Meh.
This is hard.
It was hard. And Batman has the most stories to go off of.
The most events.
That's the thing about Wonder Woman. Like you said, Wonder Woman would be super difficult.
Especially since every writer basically retconned her every 5 years.
Yeah, and she's always just fighting Ares.
Yep. Yeah, if Wonder Woman would be hard. Superman would be one that I could do.
I could do Superman, but I have to do a lot of research.
Yeah, because there are enough Superman events that I think you could do it. Post-Death of the Superman, you could do it.
Yeah.
But it would get tough, and then his retcons...
You would have to do it almost post-Death of Superman, yeah. You could do whatever you wanted up to that point.
You would have to ignore every retcon post-Death of Superman.
Yeah.
Because then becomes the difficult time is you would have to do it more like your version because you would have to basically be like, okay, when is John born?
Well, but it was the same thing with doing this with Robin. Like I picked Dark Victory and then Robin Year One because there's 1,000 Robin origins and those are the two best in my opinion. Yeah.
Well, that's why I decided to stick with Batman Year One. Uh-huh. I was like, Batman Year One is his origin.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. And someone else could do this and you could literally do this entire timeline.
You could do 0 year.
Just of the Scott Snyder storyline.
You could.
There's, which is what's cool.
Yeah. It just 0 year complicates the time. Like it complicated everything I was doing. So I was like, I can't do 0 year. I just can't do it. And I don't want to that he was Batman a year earlier than Year One. No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. So I'm not doing that. I'm not a big fan of Zero Year either. I'm really not.
Yeah, me either.
I really don't think it works in the canon. But it's drawn pretty.
It is. It looks really good. He's got purple gloves.
And he's got
great.
Purple gloves. Yeah. It's great. So yeah, there you go. A lot of lessons we learned as we rambled on. Thank you so much for your support. I think that's about it. I'm Jason Amazing Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And thank you so much for your support. And thank you so much for listening. And do us a favor, friends. If you like the Batman Fictional Timeline, share it to a friend this week. And share Geekish Listen Extra to a friend. And let's all become super friends. That's it.
Bye.
Bye-bye, super monkey friends.